It was the nicest little whorehouse you ever saw. It lay about a mile outside the city limits. Sheriff Jack Roy Wallace picked it out for Miss Willa Jean in 1910, and she moved there with her girls from over the hardware store on Main Street. From home. Miss Willa Jean put a pianola in the parlor to sort of help break the ice. A feller could ask a girl to dance, or if he held back a little, she'd ask him. And pretty soon they'd get a little business going. $2 worth. It wasn't long before the place became one of the better-known pleasure palaces in all of Texas. So much so that the fellers who visited during World War I sent their sons back in World War II. The hospitality and friendliness never changed, and neither did Miss Willa Jean's strict set of rules. She liked her ladies, as she called them, to treat her customers real good, but never in an unladylike way. And she insisted that each girl check her gentleman for the clap and wash him off with soap and warm water. Some of the fellas claimed that that was the best part. It was only during the Hoover Depression that the little house had a spell of tough times. Miss Willa Jean put in a jukebox to spark up business. But it wasn't always easy in them days to come up with hard cash. So for a while, as the story goes, the girls began accepting poultry in trade. One bird, one leg. And that's how the place got its name. The Chicken Ranch.